Want a faster and better way to enjoy your entertainment at home and on the go? Take the Xfinity X1 Challenge and see how your service stacks up at Xfinity.com/challenge. Or for a great offer, call 1-800-XFINITY or click today. Restrictions apply.
Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Let's Coach with Mark and Carolyn, the show that brings you the best from the coaching world, small business tips and tricks, and great stories about people paying it forward in their local and the national and international regions. So thank you all for joining us today. Both myself, Mark Thorne, and Carolyn Owens, my co-host, welcome you to the show. We are both professional coaches. I'm an executive and leadership coach. Carolyn is a career coach. We both love what we do. We love working with our clients. It's always a lot of fun to do. It's always nice to help great people raise their game even higher, and that's sort of what both of us do. The coaching world is exactly what it sounds like. It's us helping other people raise their game. You know, coaches push you, coaches listen to you, coaches hold your accountability. It's a really great profession. It's a heck of a lot of fun, and we both stay pretty busy doing it. Carolyn, how are you?
Good morning or afternoon, wherever you may be. It's a wonderful cold day here in Maryland, but doing well. Excited.
Well, good. So what's up in your world?
A lot of things going on. As you know, continuing to work with clients, what I love to do, helping them just have some mind shifts and realize just how unique they are and just living in that power. Upcoming events that I'd love to tell everybody about. On March 2nd, I spoke about this one before, I will be speaking on the courage to take risks, during the free virtual event, Purpose Your Passion for Profit, that starts February 23rd and runs through March 10th. And it's hosted by Stacy White. And you can go to yourfaithfactor.com to register for that event. There are going to be two speakers each day, as I said, from the 23rd to the 10th. And I'll be speaking on March 2nd. So I hope everybody will sign up and get to hear me there. On March 8th, I'll be speaking at a live event talking about behaviors that sabotage your life, how women don't take command. And this will be at one of my favorite events. As I said, I attended this one last year. And for me to want to go back and speak at it, it just tells you how much I enjoyed the event. And it's hosted by Tamika Smith, and it's at the Marriott, the BWI Airport Marriott on Nursery Road here in Maryland. And you just go to thepinkevent.net to sign up. And this one, it's a wonderful event. You have speakers, you're going to have vendors, you have live music, and they have some really good giveaways at this event. I will say that some of the door prizes and different things that they have been getting from their sponsors are prizes you really want to win. April 23rd through the 24th, the Maryland Career Development Association will be hosting their annual conference. If you are in the career development field, if you're in human resources, if you're a career counselor working at a college or a university, or even working in the area of K through 12, it is definitely an event that you should attend. It's being held April 23rd, that evening, and that will be from 6 to 9 that night, and then on the 24th, April 24th, from 8 to 4, and registration is open for this event. And the theme for this year is tradition versus innovation, developing career pathways in a rapidly changing world. So I highly encourage you, anyone in the career development area, to attend. And you can register for this event by going to www.mdcareers.org. So definitely excited about that one. And in July, we are confirming also at that same location where the Maryland Career Development Association is having their event at the Doubletree in Columbia, Maryland, there's going to be the National Christian Writers Conference. And that's going to take place July 25th through the 26th. It'll be the evening of the 25th with a live gospel event with singers, artists, and poetry readings and comedians. It's just going to be really a couple of hours of praise and worship and gospel singing and getting to meet some of the speakers that will be speaking the next day on the 26th. So we're securing all the speakers now. And I want to say I did attend that event last year, and it was a last-minute thing because I realized some of my friends were coming in from California to speak at the event. And I have to say it was, with the Pink event, this was probably one of the second-best events that I've attended all year. Just the information and knowledge that I gained that helped me even make changes in my business. And it's, although it talks about Christian Writers Conference, they have an event in California and they have the one here in Maryland. And the one in Maryland focuses not just on writers, but the entertainment industry, entrepreneurs, and you leave with real skills that you can use to move your business forward. And we're working on a VIP package for it, which will include opportunities to have a free session with the speakers. Like I said, the speakers are over, so it'll definitely be a exciting event. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. In the last event that I'll talk about, you see a lot going on. The registration isn't open for this one yet, but I just want to give people an encouragement to save the date. It's going to be from March 23rd till April 1st. So see, there's always learning and growing opportunities out there. And this one is the Insider's Guide to Five-Star Customer Service. And this is 20 top international experts that are going to talk about how to reclaim lost customers and revenues. And this is also a free event. It's a virtual event, and there's going to be some awesome giveaways for this event. So if you're staying tuned into the show and you're following me on social media, as soon as the registration opens up for this one, you'll hear more about it. So, but definitely plan to participate. Two expert interviews for that each day, and these are some high-profile individuals that you definitely would want to hear from. So, but a lot of things going on. If you can't attend a live event, there's always a virtual event, so you can continue that growth and that development.
Wow, you've got such a boring life.
If I'm not speaking at it, I'm supporting others.
So how can people get in touch with you?
If they want to reach me, they can reach me at cowens@infinitycoaching.net. They can give me a call at 901-218-7664, or you can find me all over social media, primarily on Twitter or Facebook. Twitter is at Carol R. Owens, and on Facebook, the business page is carolyn-infinitycoaching.co.
Well, good. I had an interesting experience last Friday. I did a little bit of speaking to a program over in Caroline County in Maryland called Reset Maryland. It's a group of young people who've gotten themselves in a little bit of trouble on occasion. And so, but I actually spoke to them about the impacts of losing a child on their family's lives, something I personally experienced. So I got to work with Terry Ober, who is the director of that program, and talk to some pretty interesting young folks, and hopefully give them a bit of a different perspective on what happens when you take risk and something happens and, you know, heaven forbid, you wind up not making it. And so that was a very interesting experience, something I haven't done a lot of speaking about, but it was good. And this weekend, on Saturday, I'm doing a strategic planning session for a mentoring program, where they're trying to figure out where they're going to take that particular program and make it work. So I'm really excited about doing that. And, of course, I'm doing my normal work with my clients, executive and leadership coaching. So I'm staying pretty busy also. And, of course, you can get in touch with me. You can give me a call at 301-717-1185, or you can email me at dmthorne@verizon.net, or you can find me on social media. So all of that is going on. I'm not anywhere near as busy as Carolyn, but that has its advantages too. So
yes, it does.
I see that we have Sheila online. Just a word to you, our listeners, if you would like to call into the show, you can reach us at 602-753-1726 and get us live and on the air if you're listening between noon and 1 on Wednesday. So I'm going to bring Sheila into the studio. Sheila, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Sheila.
We're doing well. Welcome back to the show. Carolyn, would you like to do the intro?
I sure would. You know, February to me is one of the most exciting months on Let's Coach with Mark and Carolyn, because this is our month where we talk all about romance and relationships. And Sheila was with us last year. And for those who are listening, if you can remember, she kind of made me blush a bit. Mm-hmm. But we still have her back here. Let's see if it happens again. And this time, you know, we talked about embracing womanhood last time. But one of the things that I noticed that she's been sharing a lot lately, if you'll find her on social media, is the concept that love is a verb, that, you know, that's how we need to approach love. And, you know, I like how she put it, that it's in the smallest gestures we do for our loved ones that make them feel special and appreciated. It's that constant give and take that will determine how your relationship will flourish. So, you know, we need to know, how do you keep that fire and passion burning? Where does it all begin? So just to tell you a little bit about Sheila, you know, she lives by and teaches every woman that every woman is entitled to live a romantically enriched life. She's a certified sexual health educator, and she also works with Pure Romance and has worked with them for over 6 years. For her dedication and continuous positive efforts, she has received the Gold Standard Award from Pure Romance. She's a leader and trainer dedicated to educating women. Her favorite are the private in-home parties where, in a comfortable and safe environment, she can help women gain more confidence and feel at ease with their sexuality and enhance their intimate relationships. So she prides herself in making a difference in women's life. You know, and I really, I've known Sheila for a long time now, and I really like, I'd call her the diva. Just by the way she carries herself and the confidence she displays. You know, when you meet her, you know it, you know. So I'm very happy to have her back with us today as we talk about love as a verb. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Carolyn and Mark, and thank you for having me back. And also, I want to thank you both for helping people and supporting people to succeed in life, love, and their career. I just think it's wonderful that you've able to get these messages across. It's so important.
It is.
It is.
It's really rewarding to be able to do that.
I agree. And that's why I know both of you have that passion. And I love the kind words that you said about me. I'm not so sure about the diva. For me, it just comes natural because I am so passionate about people living a more romantic life.
Sheila, how did you get involved in this?
Well, actually, I started out, as a romantic, you know, as a youngster reading those magazines I used to hide under the bed as a teenager. But then after having a couple kids and, like so many people, realizing that you kind of get into a rut of thinking, you know, everything is just going fine, but it can get a little boring, you know, in some of those long-term relationships. And both my husband and I agreed that people needed more romance in their life. And I actually jumped on the 900 bandwagon with the calls and did weekly recordings with romance tips and dating tips. And then that kind of went to the wayside, raised my children, loved it, loved being a stay-at-home mom, and came across the company Pure Romance, fell into my lap, loved the products, loved their message, and it's been history ever since with them. I love it.
Why do you say love is a verb?
Because it is an action word. It's something that we should do, whether it's love of yourself, the connection with yourself, or the connection with your partner. It's something that you need to do, not just be in love, but to show that love.
When you say show, what do you mean by how you show love?
There's different forms of expressions. One of the things that I do talk about with some of my clients is the book, The Five Love Languages, because mm-hmm. not everyone realizes that we receive love or romance in different ways. It means something different for everyone. And I'm sure you're familiar with the book as far as your readers, just to give you an idea, readers, your listeners. With the five love languages, it could be words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, the physical touch, or even just spending time. My husband and I both took there's a test to take, and it wasn't until we did that we actually realized that we have different ways of feeling that love or feeling that romance. And we, you know, learned how to connect so that we can connect better with each other.
So it's really good to understand how they want to receive love and give love. And
exactly. And along with the communication, people want more intimacy in their lives. To get that, you need more communication to connect with your partner. Even for the single people out there, you know, even connecting with yourself.
I do think we at times tend to treat ourselves pretty bad.
Well, again, you know, we have busy lives, and we consider this a low libido nation, and it's as busy as everyone gets, whether it's your career, the children, you know, whatever it may be. For women, we put everything else first, and we put ourselves last. And I'd like to see some women turn that around a little bit. And I think someone once said, if mama's happy, everybody's happy. You know, that goes a long way.
Sheila, we'll talk a little more, if you would, about taking care of yourself and how that plays into all of this.
Well, one of the things that I encourage women to do, and it doesn't matter, you know, how big or how small your curves are, it is to embrace yourself and embrace the body that you have. Look in the mirror and look at the things that you like about yourself. You know, move away from the negative aspect. And with some of our products, we have a lot of the pampering products, and it does start with taking care of yourself, whether it's a luxurious bubble bath, a quiet time, you know, to read a good book, anything that is going to lift your spirits and help you feel better about yourself will help you feel better about life in general.
Taking time for yourself, can the effect of it can carry over it also into your professional life and how you perform at work?
Exactly.
One of the... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to basically agree, and that is that if you do feel good about yourself, everything falls into place. Even the everyday stressors that you may have and the conflicts that you may have every day. If you have confidence and you feel good, then, again, that's just going to keep that edge or the negative edge away and lead you towards that, you know, positive light. You'll look at life a little bit differently if you've got that confidence.
It seems like lately certain issues have been coming to light with the release of the movie 50 Shades of Grey based on the book. I have not read the book. I have not seen the movie. I'll put that out there. But I know that there have been protests about it in other countries, about domestic violence was one of the issues that came up, that the movie was encouraging that, or and just different types of themes that are coming out from the movie. One of them, which is that similar to, I think, something you were saying, was that women have this desire for intimacy that is not being fulfilled.
Correct. And I'm not sure if I understood the question. I've got your comment, but I'm not sure where you wanted to go because you mentioned the controversy.
I went two different ways.
Right, you did.
I did.
And let's see if I can take both of them. With the controversy, from my aspect, I'm thrilled that 50 Shades of Grey was written and then now, of course, the movie. And that's because it did get people starting to talk about it, starting to communicate. And it did help women give them that permission to, you know, to talk about it or even think about it. As far as the domestic violence part, again, there's a lot of taboos out there. It really depends a lot on your culture, your upbringing, your religion. There's so much that feeds into it. But if you look, and I say look deep, it's not a deep book, it's not a deep movie, but if you look deep into the message and you pay attention to the main characters, especially Anna, who is a virgin, you know, at the beginning of all this, she had total control over what was going on. Won't necessarily talk about the contract, and I don't want to give it away for anyone who hasn't read or seen the book, but it shows her pleasure in what was taking place. And if there was truly pain, if there was pain involved, she could stop at any time. So, again, going back to those taboos, it's all a personal look as to how you look at it. I myself am hoping that I can, you know, release some of those taboos and help women and men, you know, see that there is a part of this that is normal. And as far as what we call the BDSM, you know, community, because it's bringing out the bondage and the dominance. If you are a member of that community, this book, this movie, is what they would consider vanilla, meaning this is nothing. It's not boring, but it's an introduction, kind of a step, you know, into that world, which is a totally different world. It's not, and I will say it's not for everyone, but it's helped people talk about it. And for those who do have some fantasies or those who want to just attempt something new, it almost gives you permission that this is okay. Communication, again, is the key. You want to be able to feel comfortable with your partner and communicate with your partner, and consent is a big issue.
That's key.
It is. Communication, consent, safety, obviously, and comfort. So I don't believe any woman should do anything that she does not feel comfortable with.
that gets back to the piece about the education, with women understanding themselves and understanding to know what they desire and speak for or against it.
Exactly. And again, you know, depending on the surroundings they had during growing up, a lot of women are suppressing, you know, what their thoughts are, what their needs are, because they may have been told it was wrong.
Women don't traditionally, women traditionally don't have the conversations or communicate. That seems that's where the barrier comes up in a relationship. So how do you encourage someone to have a conversation with their husband or wife?
For those, that's a great question. For those who are a little inhibited, just, you know, even on the conversations, we have, our company has several books and games. The games are a lot of fun. For instance, there's a 52 Weeks of Naughty Nights is a scratch-off game. What I tell the guests at our parties, what I tell them is, even if you do not want to do what it says on this card, or the card, we have another date night game, any of those cards, you don't want to do what's on that, it gives you the opportunity to talk about that with your partner. Maybe you're not in the mood tonight, or maybe you've thought about it, but you're, you know, not quite sure. Let's take it one step at a time. Is it something you never, ever want to do? But it's a fun way, bringing those kind of games into it, to open up that communication without saying, hey, let's just sit down and talk about this. So it's, you know, more fun for them.
It would also seem that you said the word fun, that fun is lacking in our culture and our relationship these days.
Oh, I agree. And I think, definitely, I think that we need a lot more laughter. I think that romance should be fun, even if it's, you know, right now we're cold and we're in snow. You know, put on your boots and go run through the snow, fall in the snow, make a snow angel. If your partner's at work, go write a message in the snow. Take a picture of it. Nowadays, you know, we can send a text message. Just something fun, lighthearted, that in itself is just going to, you know, give that message to your partner that, hey, I'm thinking about you.
So what kind of advice would you give people who want to spice up their love life with their significant other?
Well, with the company that I work with, of course, we've got quite a few things to spice things up, and we, you know, do call them accessories. But again, it's go, and I take it back to romance, which could be, you know, I mentioned the running in the snow. Anything that is going to be, I want to say out of the norm, something you haven't done recently, you know, with your partner, a romantic love letter, or make a romance calendar, you know, together, sending love notes, writing on steamy mirrors, things like that. It gets the blood flowing. It gets the mind, you know, thinking about love and about romance. And it's, you know, you get what you give. Give out, you're going to get it back. Again, we've got the, you know, the fun games that can get you started with things, but anything that's going to be different than your everyday norm is going to bring that spark back.
And how can people find out about all that stuff?
Well, they can find me at romance. My email is romancevixen@comcast.net. And also the website is pureromance.com/SheilaTempchin. And my phone number is 410-913-5963. And I'm both a sexual health educator and a romance coach. So you know, I've got that passion for romance. I believe that my job is to educate the women, and it's up to them to educate their partners.
That seems like that could be difficult, that they would be educating their partner, their husband, or because what happens when you're talking about love as a verb, so it's an action, but when the other person doesn't want to, they're not receiving it, they're not wanting to be playful, they're not wanting to, I hate to say take action, but that's kind of what it is, you know. They don't want to do all these things. They're like, eh.
Now, well, again, it's, you have to look at the relationship. If one partner is doing quite a bit and not, you know, being received well, the message isn't getting across, then you may have to look a little bit deeper and need some other help with that. Again, it starts with the communication. One of the books that we have teaches about the women, and even if it's something that you give your partner and say, hey, highlight some of the things that, you know, interest the woman, you know, interest herself, and wrap it up and give it to your partner as a gift. And, you know, that in itself will help say, these are the things that make me feel good, or this is what, you know, I need from you. And, again, just, you know, trying to communicate those messages.
How does that work in the other
direction? It's a busy world out there. So it's, you know, sometimes you have to break that up with your partner. Again, the daily routines, whether it's their family or their career, and you may just have to, you know, reestablish that intimate relationship that the love started with, you know, almost like, you know, bring back the honeymoon.
So, Sheila, how does it work in the other direction? I mean, what kind of advice can you give to guys to better communicate with their significant others?
Romance. Again, I always go back to that. And I will remind them women want to feel good about themselves. And it certainly helps when the male lets their partner know that they care for them. You know, whether it's a foot rub or I'll vacuum tonight, honey, it's those little gestures that make a difference. And when it comes to the sexual health part of it, I will explain some of the functions that, you know, a woman's body goes through. We need a lot more foreplay than men do. And there's a lot of men that don't realize how important that foreplay is. And for some women, that vacuuming can be foreplay.
That's a first. I've never heard that.
Oh, well, certainly, you know, especially if she's tired. And again, it's something if the partner doesn't typically do those types of things for her, then, you know, doing something like handing her a glass of wine and saying, go ahead, sit down with your favorite book or your favorite TV show and let me put the kids to bed tonight. The little gestures, and again, that's where love is a verb. It's an action word. It's something that you are doing for your partner to let them know that you care.
A lot of times people will associate doing something for someone with they have expectations of what they get in return. For a lot of time in relationship, if I'm doing for this for you, then I expect to get something out of it. And most of the time, you know, they're thinking, well, we're going to have sex because I did all this for you. You owe me. What do you think about that idea and concept when you talk about it being an action word?
Well, I bring it back to communication. you know, let your partner know if they have that thought mentality that I'm doing this for you, you should be doing, you know, XYZ for me. Let them know what your thoughts are too. Don't just sit back and, you know, kind of sigh or, you know, be frustrated because that's what's expected of you. Talk about that. Yeah, you know, it does take an effort, and every effort that is put into it is, you know, going to benefit the relationship.
How do you build confidence?
Carolyn,
go ahead, Mark.
No, I was just going to say, Carolyn, I think you hit the nail on the head with that. I think it gets to be kind of a tough situation when we're sort of a quid pro quo attached to anything that you're doing like that. It sort of takes the romance and the foreplay and the caring out of any action that you do that way. So tough situation in either case when that's where you're sort of stuck.
And I agree. You know, it can be tough. And again, is it where their relationship is? Is it because of everyday stressors? You know, libido, could be depression, even, you know, medical issues that someone may have. So there's a lot to look at, but at the same time, I always bring it back to, you know, communication. I know that, but even communicating the frustrations can make a difference. If you don't solve that problem tonight, for instance, you know, the man's doing the dishes and the vacuuming and he's expecting something in return, the partner needs to talk about what their feelings are as well. You know, again, am I too tired? Is it libido? I have a kind of silly little thing, and it's been really because of this 50 Shades book. When women, and we get a lot of complaints where women just aren't in the mood, and their partner is, and I will say to them, take it another step. And again, think back whether you're fantasizing, you know, what was it like when I fell in love with this person? But take that erotic novel into the bathroom with you. Read a couple of chapters. It helps get the blood flowing. It starts, you know, the brain thinking a little bit more sensually. And then she may be ready. Sometimes we need those little boosts.
Living in the society that we live in is very self-centered, and I think that's part of why we are often, you know, people often think about, well, what's in it for me? And instead of understanding the value of being able to give to others without expectations.
That's true. We're in a very, we're used to easy gratification, fast foods. You know, we want everything now, and we want it for us. And I think, you know, changing that around a little bit, and I do think it's changing because now we're also in a society where people are doing more acts of kindness. People are paying it forward. And, you know, I think we need to emphasize a little more on that than the personal gratifications or the quick gratifications.
I think there's often a perception, too, that, I mean, when you see very confident men, very strong men who, you know, pretty much have their act together, that the perception is they don't need or want these things from the woman to be doing these little simple things. Do you find that to be true? Or is that a false perception?
I think it's a false perception because even your most confident man does want to know that someone cares about him or, you know, that he's getting that little extra something from someone, whether it's just grabbing their hand and squeezing it or whispering in their ear and saying, you know, you look great today, honey. You know, any little gesture, even for the most confident man, is going to make him smile. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what it's all about. More smiles, more pleasure, more laughter.
And I give a teleseminar that I do all about commanding confidence. So how do you think confidence plays in the whole romantic and relationship roles?
I do think it's very important because male or female, if you don't feel confident, you're more apprehensive, more inhibited. So I do think that it plays a big role. And one of my jobs is to help women feel more confident about their sensuality and about their own body images. So I do think it does play a magnificent, you know, a giant role in your relationships.
You mentioned body image, and, you know, that is one of the biggest barriers for women, even, you know, what someone would consider a thin, you know, perfectly sized woman, they still go through issues with their body image. How can a woman get past that?
Well, I will admit, being a woman, and sometimes it can be very difficult, but again, and I mentioned earlier, look in the mirror and focus on what you like about yourself, whether it could just be your eyes or your beautiful smile or your hair, and use that to your advantage. Anything that's going to make you feel better about yourself, and as far as with the body image, I know that can take time. That's a big issue for women. We either feel, you know, too thin or too heavy, too many curves. But every person has a beauty within them, and they need to find a way to bring that out. And, you know, that will help with that confidence. Part of our products, our bath and beauty line, is helping women feel more comfortable, you know, with themselves.
With, and you've mentioned doing small gestures to show that you care. Sometimes it could be take a little risk in doing so because you don't know how the other person is going to receive it. So would you say there's some risk involved with romance?
Certainly there is. Again, it also depends on how long you've been in the relationship and how well you know the person. But, you know, without risk, there are no rewards. So sometimes stepping out of your comfort zone and taking that risk is going to get you that a reward. Now, if, again, depending on how you look at it, do you look at something that may be a negative reward? You didn't get the, you know, reaction that you thought. Again, I go back to the, you know, five different love languages. Maybe that's not exactly what, how your partner likes receiving, you know, those gestures. Maybe they would just rather have quality time, or if you're doing like acts of service, if you are doing something with a group or even a charity that they are, that's close to their heart. You're letting them know that you care about something that's close to their heart. So it's also learning, you know, about your partner and them learning more about you.
And I can't emphasize enough what a great book that the Five Love Languages book is for people in a relationship. It really can give you some insight into what your partner's thinking and what kind of things matter the most to them, things that you might not realize without looking into the test that's in the book. And it's a quick and easy read, and the test is painless. So I really do recommend that book to couples.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
They can take the test
separately. They can take the test together. You know, I recently found out that now there's the five languages for children. I haven't read that yet, but I know, you know, just from, pardon me?
I have that one. The children.
There you go. Well, I'm going to get it, although my children are grown. They're still adult children, and they have children. I have grandchildren. So this may just help me, you know, find better ways of communicating with my grandchildren. Education, for me, education and knowledge are very powerful. So the more you educate yourself, about your partner, and about, you know, things in life that are important to you, for me it's romance and sexual health, the more education, the more power and control that you'll have.
So February, you know, the first part of February is all about Valentine's Day and dating. And we have some listeners who haven't dated in a very long time. You know, body images, confidence, different things have held them back from doing so. And maybe they're listening and thinking, you know, I kind of miss the romance. I kind of miss companionship and having somebody to talk to. What would you tell them about getting back into, you know, the dating arena?
I know that can be tough. I have lots of, you know, women that will ask me different questions. Again, that confidence, you know, is key. And I say, you know, jump in, but take it slowly. And I'm not sure where we're going, you know, with this as far as, you know, the dating scene. You've got all those different, like, match.coms and, you know, the different things on the internet. Definitely, you know, buyer beware. But although it's buyer beware, you know, don't let that stop you from talking with others and being receptive to the messages that you are receiving. There's only, there's only one way. Only one way to get past it, and that's to get out there and do it. Look for, you know, the hobbies that interest you, your friends, your other single friends, the communities that you're involved with. And at that point, you know, you're kind of putting yourself out there, even if it's just little steps. Those little steps will help. If that's, you know, what someone's looking for, if they're looking for a relationship or they just want companionship, and again, male or female, it doesn't matter. You know, they may just want someone to go to the movies with or have a great conversation over dinner.
Sheila, what do you think, what advice do you have for people who are trying online dating? You know, what's different about that than the traditional method of meeting people in bars?
Well, and there are a lot of dating sites out there, and good and bad. I think that you can kind of weed through some of them. The bar scene can be scary for some, you know, face-to-face right away. But the online dating, it gives you the opportunity to learn a little more about someone in a safe manner. And then if you do decide to meet up with them, typically most people are smart enough nowadays, I hope, that, you know, you meet somewhere safe or you meet somewhere in a group. But I think the dating sites are wonderful. You just have to be cautious. And I've actually been to a few weddings where the people have met online, and they're wonderful. You know, in love, they still act as though they're on their honeymoon, and it's been wonderful for them.
I know we're winding down on time, but I do want to make you offer where you do the parties that bring women together to help address some of the issues.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit more about that in case our listeners are interested in doing something like that?
Certainly. I love them. I consider it educating the women one party at a time, but we do the in-home parties. They're for women only, ages 18 and up. And it's a very comfortable setting because you're in someone's home and you're amongst friends, and we're able to talk about some of the issues that concern women, and we bring out, you know, great, I absolutely love the products. People ask me, what's your favorite product? And I'll ask, in which category? There's so many favorites that I have, which is one of the reasons I love this company. And it's all confidential. They, you know, what they purchase is confidential. And if I usually carry a lot of inventory with me because, you know, we, again, that instant gratification, you know, if you pay tonight, I want you to be able to play tonight. And if I have to send them something in the mail, again, it's very discreet. My name and address are on it, but it doesn't say Pure Romance anywhere on the package. And the parties, you know, it's like a happy hour in your home with your girlfriends. And you just get the girls together, and I bring the party.
But it's a great opportunity to have some of the conversations and see how other women are dealing with some of the same issues that you may have, but to know, hey, I'm not alone. And as you said, it's definitely a safe environment, and it can go from the mild conversation to a little deep and naughty conversation.
Exactly. And that's so, kind of, and I start out that way. I tell them, I, you know, start out mild, and I always ask the hostess of the party, you know, what is it that she's looking for? What are her guests like? You know, to get a feel for what the group is going to be like. And I make it about them because that's what it's about. That's why they're there. And also, it's very important to know that you are in the norm and there's nothing wrong with you. I have so many women at these parties just thank me for the education because there's things that they our mothers did not tell us everything we needed to know. And I don't know about you, Mark, if you got your conversation from mother or dad, but they just didn't tell us everything we needed to know. So it's, you know, again, just a safe environment where we can, you know, nurture some of those thoughts and even get rid of some of the taboos that, you know, women have grown up with or that they hear about.
And, you know, Sheila, I think you're right about the whole communication piece. I mean, you know, I had those conversations with my dad, of course, and, you know, I didn't learn nearly what I should have learned, and some of the stuff he told me was flat out wrong.
Right.
And wasn't good advice. You know, as I got older, I did some research. I mean, there are some great books out there on how to be a better lover. Some of them are written fairly technically. For people who get it, who embarrass easily, I mean, but they are, you know, manuals on how to be a better lover, and not just about sexual things.
Exactly.
So, you know, those kinds of things are good to know and good to realize that they're there. You know, one of my parents left one on the top of my dresser when I was 19 or so, no idea which of them did it, but it was a wonderful gift to actually understand more about what was going on. Of course, it was one of those things that never got talked about. I am from that generation where that kind of thing wasn't discussed. You know, those kinds of things can be really beneficial to enhancing your relationship, I think.
Yes, definitely. And those books, you had a gentleman on last week, I believe. And that's right. And he had some great advice. Not all men, in fact, I would say it's a minority of men, you know, that do, and especially his book, which was wonderful, the e-book. But, you know, most men don't think about the pleasure, what women need. And I think the books and the education are great. I'd like to see more men like yourself and more, you know, men like him being able to get those messages out.
Yeah.
I see a whole shift taking place.
Yes, there is a shift, although it is moving very slowly, but there is a shift taking place. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are running really short on time. As always, when you're on the show, we get to the end much too quickly. Any parting thoughts, parting comments that you'd like to make?
I would just like to thank both of you, you know, again, for being there and helping get the message out. If anyone, you know, any of your listeners would like to talk to me, I am here for them. And again, no question is silly. I look forward to them all. And I believe I'm still on a learning curve. There's days where, you know, I'm still learning from others. So I believe we can all learn from each other. And, you know, if there's questions, concerns, fantasies you want to live out, then, you know, give me a call and we'll see how I can help you with that.
And how can they get in touch with you again?
Yes. The phone is 410-913-5963. Email romancevixen@comcast.net. And I am social media. Twitter is @romancevixen. And Facebook is Pure Romance by Sheila T. And it's a capital T. And the website is pureromance.com/Sheila Timpchen.
Sheila, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to your next show.
Thank you, Sheila. Thank you so much.
All right. Hope to see you soon. And you both have a gift in the mail from me.
Well, thank you. You're quite welcome.
I'm
excited about it.
I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. They're very tame. Mark is going to get a rash-free shave cream, and Carolyn, you're getting our little heat pack.
Oh, not the heart.
Yes, the heart.
I love the heart.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We've got about 2.5 minutes left.
I just want to, again, thank Sheila for being with us. I blushed in silence on this one, so you guys couldn't tell. But
I didn't think you were blushing at all.
I concealed it well this time. You know, I think it's very important that, you know, love starts with self-awareness and acceptance of ourselves. So becoming very comfortable with who we are and building that confidence up so we can love better, not just in our intimate relationships, but with our family, our children, even how we perform at work. The feeling and joy that will come with that understanding and self-love is going to carry over into all aspects of your life. So if it's an area that you are looking to achieve more knowledge about, I highly encourage you to contact Sheila. As I said, I've known her for a long time. She's a wonderful friend, and I know that she is definitely able to help move people forward in this area. So definitely reach out to her. For next week, we're going to have Gary Loper on, who is going to talk more about relationships as well. He closes out the month for us, so I'm definitely looking forward to talking with him. He's been on before talking about relationships in terms of your business and networking and generating that engagement with individuals. So definitely looking forward to having him back. Okay.
We got to go.
Okay.
And if it ain't broke?
Make it better.
See y'all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
Fios is not cable. we're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.